Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies and breezy today with our high nearing 28. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 15. Northwest winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some sunshine throughout Thursday with a high of 31. And mostly cloudy skies and 21 throughout Thursday night. Southwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 25 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Chamber of Commerce has officially introduced legislation into Topeka regarding tax rates in the state that would essentially set a flat tax of 5% across the board for businesses and individuals.
Property taxes, income taxes, infrastructure, all those things that are important to businesses when considering where to invest, tax policy is definitely a part of that equation.
That's Eric Stafford with the Kansas Chamber of Commerce on KSNT News, where they believe the tax bill would lower taxes for all individuals across the state, but some Democrats are unsure.
I have seen historically Republican plans for quote-unquote tax relief, and it always ends up being the richest of people who gain the most.
The current tax brackets include a 3%, 5.25%, and 5.7% on personal income, with businesses paying 4% for the first $50,000 and another 3% surcharge on the top. But overall, Governor Laura Kelly says she's skeptical about loss of revenue at the statewide level. Good America Network News.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a boil water advisory for the city of Ozaukee as of Monday after the water line broke, caused by a loss in the system pressure at the Jefferson County Public Water System supply. WIBW reports that according to the KDHE's recommendation, they say that any residents in the area should boil their water for 1 minute before drinking or using it in food preparation or using bottled water. They also advise to dispose of any ice cubes, flush the water down the lines if tap water appears dirty by running the water for a couple of minutes, along with disinfecting any type of dishes or other food contact surface. According to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, they say they will rescind the order once a sample of the water test comes back with no contaminants. If you have any questions, you can call the water system at 785-876-2550. In other news, the Sumner County Sheriff's Office has reported one man dead over the weekend after his dog stepped on a rifle, causing the firearm to discharge. KAG News reports the event happened around 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. They say the man was sitting in the front passenger seat of his pickup after he had been hunting with the rifle in the back seat. The rifle went off when his dog stepped on the trigger.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing battle of inflation across the nation and the Federal Reserve continuously raising interest rates, it's been maybe not the best time to purchase a new mortgage. But according to some, like Ty Lucas in the North Platte area, he says that now may be the time to start reinvesting in real estate in the community.
Mortgage rates generally follow the 10-year U.S. Treasury. That spiked up in October to approximately 4.25%, the 10-year Treasury did. And mortgage rates were moved as high as 7% at that point. Today, the 10-year Treasury is around 3.40%, so it's down from that high. And actually, most of the mortgage rates today are in the fives or the low sixes. So they're approximately a point under what the high was last fall. So actually, mortgage rates have been moving down despite the Federal Reserve increasing the prime rate.
That audio from KNOP News Channel 2. Overall, mortgage applications have been on the decline over the last year due to the high inflation rates. Mid-America Network News.
Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and took up a recommendation from the city administrator to contract on an as-needed basis with Lance Neese of Olathe to further development of a child care center in our community. The proposal was for $1,000 per meeting plus mileage. Neese has met with the steering committee and has met as part of a community conversation to gather information. An open-end contract was questioned by some council members, with others asking his past experience and qualifications. Neese was instrumental in developing a not-for-profit child care center in Lindsberg, which city officials had visited previously. Austin St. John said the next steps are to draft a budget and explore options for a building that could house some 95 children. Councilman Todd Fry was first to respond, noting there seems to be confusion and miscommunication in the community, and that hiring a consultant may be putting the cart ahead of the horse. Jeff Keating noted the steering committee had not been contacted, and some were concerned with committee members who had expressed reservations with Neese. Keith Beichman concurred that it's perhaps too early for this step, while St. John countered that he hopes to keep the process going. Indications were that operations of such a facility would be funded through tuition, with funding that Neese could participate in used toward a building. Councilmember Laurie Snellings asked how much in tax dollars are to be spent. After lengthy discussion, a motion was passed unanimously to reimburse Neese $2,000 for the previous two meetings he had participated in, but no further commitment was made. An engineer with BG Consultants updated the city council on plans for updating and expanding the sewage lagoon, adding an extra cell. He estimated a $3.2 million project, with $600,000 funding through a community development block grant and up to another $1 million that could be borrowed with principal forgiveness through KDHE, bringing the final cost to the city to around $2 million. The proposal will be sent to the state for approval and bids could be in by mid-March. A fishing agreement for the Country Club Lake was renewed through 2027 with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, who had asked clarification if the lake were to be put on the state fishing maps to be printed this spring. Vote was 6-1 with Parker Price voting no after he had expressed concern with spending tax dollars for something the city doesn't own. Approval was given for $38,000 toward chip seal rock to be used for some 34 blocks of street resurfacing this year, as well as appointment for Dean Thomas as chair of the Zoning Board of Appeals through 2025, replacing Tony Deaver. Legal considerations continue in Nemahal County with consideration of a suit filed against the city of Seneca and related parties by a homeowner and developer challenging a decision to issue a conditional use permit to Ag Partners for a new distribution facility at the west edge of the community. A bench trial was held with attorneys submitting findings. A decision in the case is pending. Improving student attendance at Marysville Junior Senior High Schools was among topics at the recent USD 364 school board meeting. As Superintendent Darren Schrader reported, perhaps 30% of students currently miss less than 10% of days, with a goal set to get that number up to 90%. Schrader's contract was renewed through the 24-25 school year, and with salary to be determined at budget time. Resignation of district librarian Lynn Crock was accepted into the school year, and Kevin Morris was hired as elementary custodian. Construction work to begin this week in Pawnee County on Nebraska Highways 8 and 50 with bridge work, culverts, and guardrail installation east of Pawnee City, continuing through Dubois south to the state line. Two-lane traffic will be reduced after March 20th, when the road will be closed from the Highway 8 junction north of Dubois to the state line south. A detour will be marked to the U.S. 77 interchange, then south to U.S. 36, as well as local detours for Highway 50. Work is expected through the remainder of 2023. Alberta P. Carpenter, age 90, of Papillion, Nebraska, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church at Steiner. Burial in the St. Bridget Cemetery, rural Axtell. Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Alberta Carpenter. Charlie Lindeen, age 86, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville American Legion. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Charlie Lindeen. Ricky Rick D. Bush, age 69, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Graveside service Saturday at 10:30 at the Mount Hope Cemetery south of Frankfort with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Rick Bush. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham loaf, cheesy potatoes, green beans, and lime pears. Tomorrow's smothered steak, mashed potatoes, peas, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly cloudy and breezy today with our highs in the mid-20s and mid-30s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Cooling down overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Northwest winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Slightly warmer on Thursday, some sunshine with our highs in the lower 30s. Northwest winds still around 10 and gusting as high as 20. Mostly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Southwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. There will be a nice warm-up on Friday before temperatures really start to cool down throughout the weekend. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. And mostly cloudy skies Friday night with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. Cooler on Saturday, staying cloudy with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Easterly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And very cold over Saturday night, cloudy with our lows just below zero and in the lower teens. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late January, 40. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 18. And the record low, 5 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:41. Sunset this evening at 5:38. It's 25 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 25th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Roland gets in alone, and Jokic makes it four in a row. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Needing 75% to reach the Baseball Hall of Fame, Scott Roland got just over 76% to become the only retired player to be elected to the Hall this year. The slick-fielding third baseman played 17 seasons in the bigs with four teams. To the NBA, Denver, top seed in the West, went into New Orleans. Nikola Jokic returning from a hamstring injury, and it made the difference.
Murray has it at the point. Gets gets a high pick from Nikola Jokic. He stops on the high right side, goes to the left hand, another pick from Joker. Murray, bounce pass, Joker in the paint, floater good!
The call on KKSE, Jokic's shot held up as the game winner. The Nuggets beat the Pelicans 99-98. He logged yet another triple-double, his 15th of the season and fourth in a row. Continuing with the NBA, in Miami, the Heat beat the top team in the Eastern Conference, the Celtics, 98-95. In New York,
Donovan Mitchell drives into the lane, skies for the dunk, knocked away by Hardenstein. No foul. Mitchell gets it back to Mobley. Fadeaway two, no good off the heel, and that's it. The Knicks hold on and win the ball game.
Ed Cohen on the call on 98.7 ESPN. Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley's game-tying attempts were unsuccessful. The Knicks defense clapping down en route to a 105-103 decision over the Cavs. Around the association, the Suns routed the Hornets 128-97. In another rout, it was the Clippers 133, the Lakers 115. Just like his father, Bronny James will take part in the 46th annual McDonald's All-American game. NCAA top 25 action. Number 12, Iowa State upset 5th-ranked Kansas State 80-76. On the ice, the Bruins won their 6th straight, dispatching the Canadiens 4-2. In other action, the Lightning doubled up the Wild 4-2. The Penguins beat the Panthers 7-6 in overtime, and Colorado skated past the Capitals 3-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night basketball scores in girls action. Hiawatha took Marysville 41-29. Marysville girls back on Thursday will face top seed Jackson Heights in the Hiawatha Invitational. Hanover girls topped Washington County 52-31, while Muncie stopped Axtell 45-21. Clifton Clyde over Lynn 57-51. Wakefield took Blue Valley 58-55. Troy over Mount Academy 48-31. And Falls City Sacred Heart defeated Southern 55-23. Hanover boys beat Washington County 71-53, while Muncie over Axtell 56-40. Blue Valley took Wakefield and Troy over Mar Hill in overtime. Marysville wrestlers took a double duel on Tuesday. Marysville defeating Chapman 54-18, and Marysville took Riley County 66-12. Senior night Thursday as Marysville hosts Abilene.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
From the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, before we talk about those markets opening up here in just a few on this Wednesday, January the 25th, let's take a look at Tuesday's market information. Final price for corn for March, $6.77. That's up 10 and 3 quarters. May corn finished at $6.75 and a quarter. That's up 10 and a quarter. March wheat, $7.34 and a half, your final price. That's up 14 and a half. May wheat, $7.42 and a quarter, your final price. That's up 14 and a quarter. March, Kansas City wheat up 14 and 3 quarters at 833 and 3 quarters. May, Kansas City wheat up 14 and a half at 828 and a half. Minneapolis wheat for March, 904 and a half, final price. That's up 16 and 3 quarters. Minneapolis wheat for May, 898 and a half. That's up 15. March oats finished at 375. That's up 4 and a quarter. Oats for May finished at 369 and a quarter. That's up 5. March soybeans finished at 1488 and a half. That's down 1 3/4. Soybeans for May, 1486 and a half final price, and that's down 3/4. Cotton for March, 86.24, your final price. That's down $1.15. Cotton for May, down $1 at 86.78. Live cattle for February, 157.85 final price. That's up 37.5 cents. Your high was 157.97 and a half. Lower cattle for January, final price 178.95. That's down 22.5 cents. High was 179.15. Low was 178.77 and a half. Feeder cattle for March, final price 183.60. That's up 32.5 cents. High price was 183.87 and a half. Low 182.55. And let's look at your market information for this Wednesday, January the 25th.
During the winter months, cattle producers face many challenges. That unfortunately includes cases of the disease listeriosis. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State veterinarian Bob Larson shares that he's quite used to seeing a number of listeriosis cases this time of year.
I haven't had this call yet this year, but I get it almost every winter about this time. And the typical history is cattle that are eating either silage or baleage. And there is an organism that's common in the soil. So it's going to be in the silage. It's going to be in the baleage. But if you have a good ensiling process where the pH drops rapidly, you'll kill off that organism and it's not a problem. But if you don't have a good pH drop, you can get this organism called Listeria to multiply, and it can cause cows to have this neurologic sign, like you say. They're circling. They don't appear to be paying attention to where they are. Something about their brain isn't working right. They can abort, and, they can die. So it is something usually associated with the winter because that's when we tend to feed these types of feeds.
K-State certified veterinary pharmacologist Brian Lubers shares why diagnosis and prevention of this disease can be quite challenging.
The other reason we tend to see it this time of year is it's actually one of the few bacteria that can grow in colder temperatures. And that's one of the things in the diagnostic lab that we would do is we would grow it at a cool temperature. So the big challenge with listeriosis is that when you start seeing the clinical signs of it in a group of cattle, you've probably already fed through. So it's usually not the whole batch of silage. Could be the whole batch of baleage, but usually not. It's pockets, right? And so when we see it, we've already fed through it. And so it can be really challenging to diagnose other than just the clinical signs of the disease. And then if you have an animal that died, you can do post-mortem and isolate the bacteria. But like Bob said, the biggest challenge with it is it's just a sporadic disease.
K-State expert in beef cattle nutrition, Philip Lancaster, rounds out the discussion by explaining the problems that lead to this disease during the fermentation process of this feedstuff.
The two things that we talk about silage all the time, make sure that you get it packed well and anaerobic and there's enough moisture in the hay or the corn silage or whatever you're doing to make it anaerobic and drop that pH fast. The problem with baleage is twofold. One, if you don't get it put up wet enough, then it doesn't pack and become anaerobic. And number two, you're rolling up a whole plant. The sugars inside the plant have not been released out of the cells, and so the bacteria don't ferment those sugars to drop the pH. And grass hay doesn't have very much sugar to begin with.
Once again, those were K-State Beef Cattle Institute experts Bob Larson, Brian Lubers, and Philip Lancaster discussing listeriosis cases in the winter. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Was losing weight one of your New Year's resolutions? Most people don't follow through. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 25th. It is the 25th day of the year. If your New Year's resolution involved losing weight, you may be experiencing resolution remorse about now, but you have plenty of company. 95% of diets will fail over the long term, and here are the top reasons why. First, many diets are too strict. An all-or-nothing attitude sets us up for failure. Don't feel defeated if you give in to an occasional temptation. Secondly, we see dieting as a temporary fix rather than a permanent lifestyle change. And lastly, we aren't patient enough. In a culture accustomed to instant everything, we want to see immediate progress. Rapid weight loss, in fact, usually doesn't last. Dieters who lose weight slowly are more likely to keep it off in the long run. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. It's 25, and we'll look for cooler highs around 30 for today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats were in action last night for basketball and finally broke their winning streak on the road as they lost to the number 12 Iowa State Cyclones 82-76. Kansas State went into the first half of the game winning 33-31, but the Cyclones came back for the second round, pulling off the victory as it was a relatively low-scoring night for some of the Wildcats as Marquise Noel was the top scorer of the game, putting 23 points on the board after 38 minutes on the court with 2 rebounds and 9 assists. Points for the night with 10 rebounds. The loss put the Kansas State Wildcats overall at 17-3 for the regular season. They are still sitting number 5 in the national AP poll and are number 1 in the Big 12 conference right now at conference play at 6-2. That moves the Iowa State Cyclones up to the number 3 position, also at 6-2 for conference play, overall at 15-4. The Wildcats are back in action this Saturday when they come back at home to take on the Florida Gators, with tip-off at 5 p.m. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
A frightful night for the Marysville Lady Bulldogs as turnovers and Hiawatha takeaways led to a Red Hawk win 41-21, hosting the Lady Bulldogs Tuesday. First round play of Hiawatha Girls Invitational, and Marysville was down 3 at the end of the first quarter, but were outscored 13-3 in the second stanza and never could come back. Marysville gathered 8 field goals all night long, never scored more than 7 points in a quarter. Hiawatha was led by Abby Eichner, a junior, knocking down 4 trays en route to 16 points. Darcy Lynch in double figures. The senior scored a dozen as Hiawatha beat Marysville for a second time this season, improving to 5-6. Lady Bulldogs top scorer, Della Rader, with a 3 early and a 3 late, 6 points as top scorer. Marysville falls to 5-6. Hiawatha 41, Marysville 21, the final Tuesday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Tuesday night basketball scores in girls action. Hiawatha took Marysville 41-29. Marysville girls back on Thursday will face top seed Jackson Heights in the Hiawatha Invitational. Hanover girls topped Washington County 52-31, while Muncie stopped Axtell 45-21. Clifton Clyde over Lynn 57-51. Wakefield took Blue Valley 58-55. Troy over Mount Academy 48-31. And Falls City Sacred Heart defeated Southern 55-23. Hanover boys beat Washington County 71-53, while Muncie over Axtell 56-40. Blue Valley took Wakefield and Troy over Mar Hill in overtime. Marysville wrestlers took a double duel on Tuesday, Marysville defeating Chapman 54-18, and Marysville took Riley County 66-12. Senior night Thursday as Marysville hosts Abilene. Looks like Marysville girls would face top seed Jackson Heights in a 6 o'clock tip-off Thursday. We'll confirm that game time. We will have the broadcast live on KNDY.
KNDY.
Telling you something that doesn't have nothing to do with the loving that we're in, baby. I hear she saying this game we're playing should be complicated. If you want, I said I think she's crazy. Cause love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown drag outs, crying in the rain. It's all right to keep it light now, mama, don't you? Feet off the ground, so happy I found you, baby. I love it. There's no self-help book on your shelf. You know too well they're trying to sell you something for nothing. Cause love don't have to be
bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. It's all right to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? We're having such a good time together, and it's only just begun. Love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. It's all right to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? And we're having such a good time together. Smile so hard.